Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere. Applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
We've been very focused on this Terrence Chang, Connecticut State University, College and University System story. And when the story broke, and we were very clear, I mean, that we have no personal animus toward this guy, but there's no doubt that he shouldn't have a job. And we asked Lamont in studio, you know, what's going to happen. He said, well, if he doesn't, you know, make improvements, you know, or deal with things better, he'll be gone. And he's gone now, but he's also getting a deal that is, I mean, basically sets him up for life, if you really think about it. And I believe Jacqueline Ray Thomas from CT Insider broke the story. Jacqueline, first of all, good morning. Did you originally break the story?
I did, yes, yeah. Back in October.
And first of all, thank you. And I have this thing here. You know, I like to support journalists mainly because if we didn't have you or people like you, we wouldn't have this story. And maybe this guy would still be doing some things that taxpayers would be upset about. I personally am not upset about $60 stakes. I'm more upset about, or not upset, but I think the more the issue is taking $20,000 to move here. Like, you get a big job like that, you don't move here. You shouldn't have the job. I mean, if you had a job covering Connecticut news and you lived in Delaware and you did it all remotely and via Zoom, that's probably not the way things go in journalism. You wouldn't get to keep that job. In terms of the progression of him getting this exit deal, has this been in the works for a long time? And was it the Board of Regents? Was it Lamont? Like, how did it proceed?
Yeah, so it really was done behind the scenes, as most settlements and agreements are done with the lawyers until it's ready to be announced. But there were hints that there was something was going to happen, given the sort of public statements that people were not willing to make about his tenure and their confidence in him. Governor Lamont earlier this month, he said after the bond commission agenda that he kind of hinted at that there was a settlement in the works or being negotiated, that Sumit Singh wasn't going to be the chancellor forever, but it wasn't quite ready to be announced. The agreement wasn't signed until this Monday. So,
and it was a little bit buried, but it sounds like, you know, because people are like, well, he's going to get $400,000 through next July. That's so, like, ugh. But it sounds like it was in his contract anyway. Like, you couldn't get out of that.
Yeah, so his contract, they ultimately did not terminate him for cause. They terminated him without cause. And so if you terminate someone without cause, his contract required for a 12-month so-called notice period, meaning you have to continue providing all the benefits he's entitled to in that contract for the next 12 months. Mm-hmm. And so he gets his pay, $442,000 over the next year. I should say he does not get to keep his car allowance, which is $25,000 over the next year, or his housing allowance for an apartment in Hartford that the state was paying for.
How's he going to get by?
Despite him living. Yeah.
I don't have no problem with him. I don't, but I mean, just the home thing just is really offensive, to a lot of taxpayers. But the tenured job at Westcon, is that something that's also was stipulated in his contract? Because that's, I mean, he's basically got a job for life.
Yeah, so he is a fine arts, master's of fine arts. So he has a job as tenured. He's, you know, was faculty previously at other schools before he became president at CSU. So he is entitled to that in his contract. That is something that many presidents do get in their contracts. That's not unique to him.
Okay. That's typical.
That's pretty typical. Yeah. I will say that the $25,000 car allowance and the $25,000 housing allowance, that for similar presidents of non sort of research institutions, non Carnegie classification, those are not typical benefits in presidents' contracts.
We're talking with Jacqueline Rabe Thomas from CT Insider here on Brian and Company. You know, I don't know the extent you've been in reporting on this, you've interacted with him. The one thing, he won't come on the show. I think maybe we had him on the phone early on in my tenure here as this host. What kind of guy is he?
You know, he is motivated to make sure the school, or he seems motivated to make sure the schools are headed in the right direction. He's passionate about the job. He's a passionate public speaker. I think higher ed is a different world, and there's a sense of, a lot of people have explained it to me, there's a sense of entitlement that they feel like comes with that, high salaries, high perks, wining and dining to take people out. I think the difference is that the CSU system is a different animal in the community colleges as well as the state universities. And so the level of benefits, I think, were just a little bit higher. And some of the meals he was taking people out to, when you look at who he was going to those $60 steak meals and expensive meals, buying alcohol, et cetera.
Who was he with?
He's with other state employees. He wasn't with predominantly, other business people trying to secure internships for his students. It was, the governor's chief of staff or the commissioner of higher ed. And I think that's what really sort of irked people, of like, why are we paying for two state employees to go out to, Max's downtown?
Yeah. Go get a sandwich and sit on a bench, I guess. Yeah, I mean, to me, the housing and the car stuff is the toughest part. And then you'd end up getting a limo. Last question for you. And by the way, in great work, I think it's really important stuff for people to know. Is there now like a search that's going to begin for his replacement?
Yeah, so when they announced he was stepping down, they said that they were going to, in the coming weeks, they would have an interim to replace him in the job, and then search for a longer term, a formal search for the position. So we'll see what the future contracts look like and if they're awarded similar benefits as he was.
What are you going to write about now?
I'm moving on to housing. Housing is where my heart is. So yeah. a housing reporter at heart, as well as education. So,
well, yeah. I mean, I think that's great too. Make sure you come back because, obviously I have, I don't know if you saw or did the story of the pocket neighborhoods like versus apartments and all the, obviously we're under building. We have a lot of limitations to new housing here in Connecticut. So, I mean, housing is a massive issue in almost every town. So good luck. And hopefully we'll have you on when some stuff comes out.
Great. Thanks for having me on.
All right, Jacqueline. Thank you so much. Have a great day.
You too. Bye-bye.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
MLB.tv is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand.
He got it! This is unbelievable!
Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out!
Every home run.
Gone!
Everything baseball. all season long on MLB.tv. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Podcasting isn't just evolving. It's having a full-blown identity crisis. I'm Allison Marino, host of What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined, a new series that pulls back the curtain on the forces shaping the medium now and what that means for all of us who love podcasts. I'm really excited to share the official trailer where you'll hear from some of the biggest names in the space. Ira Glass, Leo Laporte, Guy Raz, Hernan Lopez, Lex Fridman, AJ Feliciano, Dan Granger, and yeah, me too. Here it is now.
I still want to kill the word podcast.
That's not just a hot take. It's a symptom of an identity crisis.
Big company run media, and people are trusting it less and less. It's really important that we're independent.
There's a handful of companies that control the vast majority of podcast inventory that have the vast majority of the gigantic shows.
We left radio behind for a reason. We wanted to get away from all the gatekeepers.
I don't know that you could do this as effectively in video.
Podcasting is at a crossroads. I've watched the industry swing from hype to consolidation to reinvention. But this time it's different. From the producers of the documentary Age of Audio, Oxford Road presents the Media Roundtable special series. What's a podcast? The Revolution Redefined.
All of us who work in the media, like, yeah, we got to run a business and like, we got to make a living and we got to sell our ads and we got to do all that. But we all got into it because like, I think most of us, like, it just gave us a feeling.
A three-part series where you'll hear the leading industry voices give their takes on what podcasting has become and where it's headed next. Teaming up with Oxford Road and Age of Audio director Sean Colone for this series was fun, but also kind of a wake-up call. If you love this medium as much as I do, you've got to listen to What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. It's out now, wherever you get your podcasts.